Amen.
Out of there, what the Lord's laid upon our heart for tonight. It's a little different, but I feel that's what the Lord wants tonight, so that's all that matters. That's what the Lord wants. Chapter 3, we won't read any verses together tonight. Good to see us, good crowd out tonight, first Sunday night in the new year. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. And set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry, for which a thing's sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. In the which ye also walked sometime when you lived in them. But now ye also put off all these. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man and with his deeds. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. For there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian or Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all in all. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, vows of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man hath a quarrel against any, even so, Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Thank you, may be seated. Our Father, we just bow, Lord, once again today. Lord, to thank you for the blessings you give us, more than we deserve. And Lord, we know that the prayer is asking, and you said that we have not because we ask not. You invite us to call upon you. You show us great mighty things we don't know. Lord, you tell us that if we, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto our children, that the Lord will give good gifts to him that asked him in the Holy Spirit. And Lord, you tell us to just come boldly into the throne room of grace to find help in time of need. So we have all these promises, many more, Lord, that we should bow before you and ask the help of the Lord. And I pray you'll bless these verses we've read tonight. And Lord, I know how it is in my spirit, in my mind. But Lord, it'll take you to bring it all out, make any sense. And I pray that God will give me clarity tonight of the message. And I pray it might help us tonight in our Christian walk. We do thank you tonight. It's already been said, for the young man was saved after the service this morning. And we just pray the Lord be with him. We know how the devil attacks a young Christian. We pray you would shield him and just fill him with the love of God. And just, Lord, just bless him in ways and put help there to reinforce him, strengthen him. God, I pray.
Yes.
Help him not get discouraged.
Yes.
And Lord, we ask tonight, and Lord, if there's one lost here tonight, Lord, that they might be saved.
Yes, Lord. Yeah.
Lord, we need conviction in our services today. Yeah, that's not something I do. Lord, that's something the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, does. And it's greatly messing in our churches. And I pray the Lord give us conviction tonight in these services. Lord, help us as children of God. We'll be careful to give you all the thanks and praise. But we do ask in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
These 11 verses here that we have read tonight, I want to preach tonight on the three men in Colossians 3. The three men in Colossians 3. These 11 verses tonight, three men are mentioned tonight. One is upstairs. Did you ever hear about the man upstairs? You ever hear about that? Oftentimes we say, well, you know, I'm just trusting in the man upstairs. Well, he's in verse 1. He said, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. And then there is the man downstairs. He's in verse 9. The Bible said lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. Now this old man lives on the earth. He's earthy. He's the sinner man.
Yeah.
He's a lost man. He's a condemned man. And then we see another man, and he lives downstairs, but he lives in the same house with the old man. And he's living with the old man. You say, where's he at? He's in verse 10. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Now, he's been renewed by the knowledge of the man upstairs, verse 10. But he has to room with the old man downstairs until the man upstairs gets his house done.
Yeah, amen.
And so there's three men here in Colossians chapter 3. Now, this ascribes to a saved person tonight. If you're saved tonight, you have an old man and you have a new man.
That's right.
And we have the man upstairs.
Amen.
And I want to preach tonight upon these three men here in Colossians. And I want to first of all make mention of the man upstairs there in verse 1. He is without a doubt the best of the three.
Amen.
He is older than even the old man, Brother Eddie.
Amen.
The Bible said over in Micah that his going forth has been from old, from everlasting.
Yeah.
He's even older than the old man.
Amen.
And he's the best man of all three men.
Amen.
Now, he hadn't always been upstairs. There was a time that he came downstairs. For 33 years, the man upstairs came downstairs to help the old man that was down here.
Amen.
You say, why'd he come down there for, Brother Rick? Well, the Bible said when he came, they said, what shall we name him? And they said, name him Jesus. Because he'll save people from their sins.
Amen. Woo!
And so you see, the man upstairs came downstairs to help the old man because he needed a Savior.
Bless
and this man was a Savior, thank God.
Amen.
And not only was he a savior, but he was a preacher. You know, a lot of people never look at the Lord as a preacher.
That's right, brother.
They look at him as a healer. They look at him as a teacher. But a lot of times they never look at him as a preacher. But Jesus Christ was a preacher.
Amen.
In Isaiah 61:1, he said, "The Lord has anointed me to preach."
Amen.
And boy, could he preach.
That's right.
When he would preach, the Bible said that they would say, "Never a man spake like this man spake."
Yeah, that's right.
No preacher has ever been able to even come close to preaching with the way this man could preach.
Amen.
And so the man upstairs came downstairs to help the old man because he needed a Savior.
Amen.
And not only did he need a Savior, that old man needs preaching too.
Amen.
Now the old man don't like preaching.
Right.
And he don't want to hear preaching.
Bless him, Lord.
But the old man needs preaching.
Yeah.
Amen.
And now the Lord came down here to preach to
Amen.
Him. And to point out things to him and to tell things about him and show him the way and show the old man how he become a new man.
Amen.
That's why he came down here for. And then the man upstairs, he came down here and he wanted to be a friend to the old man.
Amen.
And what a friend he was.
Amen.
I'll tell you, no man ever had a greater friend than the man upstairs.
Amen.
The Bible said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends."
Amen.
While Jesus was a friend of sinners,
Amen.
He came, and the Bible said he came to seek and to save that which was lost.
Amen.
And the old man is lost. Amen.
Yeah.
But I want you to know tonight that that man upstairs, he's still up there.
Yeah.
The Bible said he's seated at the right hand Woo! Of God the Father.
Amen.
That's what it said. And so truly there is an old man upstairs. There is somebody upstairs, and his name is Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. But then I want you to look here at this old man downstairs in verse 9. The Bible said about this old man, let's start in verse 5. He said, "Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry, for which sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also have put off these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man." Now, this old man here, let me say here that this old man's a mess.
Oh yeah, brother.
He is a mess, amen?
Amen.
Yeah. And you say, well, we just read there about all the things that this old man, it all consists of the old man, amen?
Amen.
And you know, sometimes people talk about their old man. Sometimes kids will talk about their dad and they'll say, "My old man." Well, you ought to do that. You ought to call him father,
right,
papa, or dad, or something.
Right.
Sometimes I hear women refer to that and they'll say, "Well, my old man. But I want to tell you, listen, this old man is a mess, Brother Nathan.
Yeah.
And this old man causes every bit of the problem we have in our Christian life.
Amen.
This old man causes every bit of the problem that we have in God's church.
Amen.
This old man.
Yes.
Because you see, he's something else. The Bible tells us here that this old man, he don't want nobody to live in the house with him. He is selfish. He's representing when the man upstairs came down here to earth and he needed somewhere to stay. They said, "We don't have no room for him." The reason people walk out of the church on Sunday morning lost is because they listen to the old man. And the old man don't want anyone living with him. He is a selfish person. You can tell that old man when he's having his way because there'll be selfishness show up. He won't care about anyone else. He don't care about anybody else getting blessed. He don't care about anyone else's needs being met. The only thing he cares about is himself. Can I tell you that old man is sinful? He's sinful. Yeah. You say, well, what does he do? Well, we read some of it there. about this old man. We have some more over in Galatians 5. In the book of Galatians over there, it talks about this old man, chapter 5. And it says, for the flesh, which is another name for it, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh, the old man, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, which is unchristian-like character, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murder, drunkenness, revilings, and such like of the which I've told you before, have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That old fleshly nature, that old man, he cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. Brother Eddie, he is a mess. He is sinful. You say, why is he so sinful? Well, his great, 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 great grandfather was a sinner. His name was Adam. And he was the first one to ever sin. And when he sinned, all of his children, up to this old man, all of his children have been sinners. All of them have been wicked. All of them have had all of this within them that could come out at any time. That old man, some of them act better than others do. But they're all old men. They're all sinners. Amen. That's what I'm saying. I'll tell you what, you may have seen him around your house.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. You ever read that scripture where in Romans? You got done reading, you thought, what in the world? Paul, he said in Romans 7, verse 15.
Yeah, right.
For that which I do, I allow not. For what I should, would, that do I not. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it. Well, who's doing it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That old man.
Right. Yeah.
He said, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, that old man dwelleth no good thing, for the will is present with me. But how to perform it, that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. But if I do that I would not do, it is no more I that do it. Who's doing it? That old man's doing it. You see, they room together. And every which one's running the house is how things are going to be at the house. He says, I would do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin dwelleth in me. I find in a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. That old man's with me. And he says, for I'm the light of the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law of my members warring against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity the law of sin which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am. You ever felt like that? Oh, me, part of me wants to do good. Part of me want to come tonight. Part of me want to stay home tonight. Part of me want to read the Bible. Part of me didn't want to read the Bible. Part of me want to pass out tracts. Part of me didn't want to pass out tracts. Oh, I'm a wretched man.
Amen.
See, every Christian's got two people in him.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Schizophrenic.
Yeah.
About half nuts.
Yeah.
That's what the world says. He says we're nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
We are nuts, but we're screwed to the right boat. Thank God. But sometimes, you know, you say, man, I'm about to lose my mind. I can't understand what's going on inside of me. Well, what's going on inside of you is that there's an old man that's earthly, wants to live on the earth, wants to disobey God, does not want to serve God. But when you got saved, a new man came to live, but he ain't got nowhere to live except with the old man.
Right.
And he's got to live with the old man till the man upstairs gets his house done so he can leave the old man and go up there.
Woo!
And you see, this old man's selfish. He don't want nobody living with him. He don't want nobody telling him what to do. Amen.
Amen.
That's the dilemma Paul had here. Paul said, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin." You say, what's he saying there? Well, the new man said he can't do nothing with the old man. Somebody help me. And Jesus Christ said, "I'm your answer. I can help you deal with the old man. I can give you victory over that old man until I get your house done up here and you can come up there and live with me." Amen. Are you nuts yet? Three men there in the book of Colossians. Three men there. That old man is never, ever satisfied. Verse 5 says that he always is covetous. He's never satisfied. He buys this, he buys that. He drinks this, he drinks that. He smokes this, he smokes that. He does more and more and more, but he ain't no more satisfied after 10 cases of liquor than he is after the first sip. The old man is never satisfied. Amen.
Amen.
And if you're never satisfied and you're always wanting more and nothing can ever satisfy you, I tell you who's running your house, that old man.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. That old man.
You're right.
Never satisfied.
That's right, brother.
He's somewhat of a fugitive and a vagabond. Mm-hmm. He's described in Genesis 4 and verse 12 with Cain. Abel is a picture of the new man. Abel was accepted of God, blood sacrifice, accepted of God. But Cain is the old man. He wouldn't go God's way. Nobody's going to tell him how to worship. Nobody's going to tell him what to do. So he does it his way. Like Frank Sinatra, and it didn't turn out too good. Amen. And God told him, he said, "You're going to be a fugitive and a vagabond." What that means, a fugitive, is running from the law. You know what that old man does? He spends his whole life running from the law.
Amen.
That's what he does.
That's right.
Runs from the preacher.
Amen.
I preached over in Jamaica. When I left over there the last time, the young folks came. He said, "Brother Todd, we want to give you something." They give me a big old wine bottle, and they had it full of honey, island honey. And I didn't know it at the time. But you're not even supposed to take that stuff on the plane like that. But I put it in my briefcase and took it right on, you know. And I tell you what saved me. The Word of God saved me. When I packed my briefcase, I had a Bible. And I laid that Bible on top of everything when I got done and closed it. And I got there to the checkout. And they come. And back then, they didn't check everybody's stuff. They just pull one out every now and then. And they pull mine out, Eddie. And they pulled mine out, and that lady opened mine up, and that wine bottle full of honey's in under them clothes, but she can't see it. That Bible's laying on top, and she opened that suitcase and there that King James Bible lay. And I quickly stepped up, and I said, "You got a Bible?" She said, "No." I said, "You can have this one." And she said, "Okay, go on." The Word of God saved
me. Amen.
More ways than one. Amen.
Amen.
But you see, the old man, he's a fugitive, he's a vagabond. He runs from the Word of God.
Amen.
Now the new man, he loves the Word of God.
Amen.
And he'll take all of it he can get if the old man will let him.
Amen. That's right.
But he'll have to fuss and fight with the old man to be able to get into the Word of God.
Amen.
Because the old man, he don't like the Word of God. And he don't want anybody telling him what to do. Nobody's going to tell me how to worship. Nobody's going to tell me when to go to church. Nobody's going to tell me how to dress. Nobody's going to tell me anything. That's the old man.
Amen.
The new man don't mind being told what to do.
Right.
He'll take orders from the man upstairs.
Amen.
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 And then This old man, I feel sorry for him. You say, why? Because he's sentenced to die. Amen.
That's right.
You see, his great-great-grandfather started it all. And the Bible says about that old man that his great-grandfather, everybody that come out of him, everybody that come out of Adam, Brother Eddie, the Bible said, 1 Corinthians 15:22, that in Adam all died.
That's right.
All died. All them old men died. Amen. But that new man, you see, Jesus Christ is his father. And it says in Adam all die, but in Christ all are made alive.
Amen.
I tell you, that new man, he's got everlasting life. That old man, he's only got a while to live down here in this earthly tabernacle, and it's going to be dissolved. And then, you know, he is so awful, he's so wicked, he's so bad, he's so sinful, he's so ungodly, that he don't have to just die one time. He's going to die two times.
Amen.
Amen,
Brother Rick.
Amen.
That's right.
Revelation 20:14 said death and hell was cast into the lake of fire.
That's right, brother.
This is the second death.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now the new man, he's born again. And he doesn't have to die no more.
That's right.
Amen. He has everlasting life, Brother Eddie. Now, the old man, the one downstairs, he's selfish, he's sinful, never satisfied, somewhat a fugitive. He's sentenced one day to die. Amen. And the old man does not like the new man.
Amen.
Yeah.
I don't like it. You don't like the fact they're going to share the same house.
Amen, Brother Rick.
That's amen.
Amen.
No, see, you don't like that.
Amen.
Look, Colossians 3:9-10 again. Lie not one to another. The old man, boy, he's a liar. He'll lie like a sick-eared dog. Amen.
Amen.
You say so-and-so lied to me, they're supposed to be saved. That wouldn't be him. That's an old man.
Amen.
He'll lie like a sick-eared dog.
Amen.
You see, there's two people inside of you. And Paul said, when I would do good, evil's present with me.
Right.
Paul said, it's part of me that don't want to do good. I don't want to do these things, but sometimes I do it anyway. If I do them, then who is it? It's not me that does it, but sin that dwells in me. It's the old man.
Amen.
The old man does it.
Amen.
Amen. And he said, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in the image, renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. For there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is all in all. Put on therefore as elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man hath a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, also do ye. Now, we got the man upstairs. That's Jesus.
Yes. Amen, brother.
Again, he's by far the best of the three. And then we got the old man downstairs. He's earthly. He's all about this earth. Amen. He's the image of the earthly. But then we have the new man. He lives inside with the old man until the man upstairs gets his house ready where he can move up there with him. Thank God.
Yeah.
That's kind of a bad arrangement. Amen. Somebody said, no house big enough for two families. Well, I don't know about that, but I know this. I preached up Somerset New Year's Eve night. The last minute the grandkids decided they wanted to go, I booked the room weeks ago because at that point nobody was going but me. And so it was my wife, my two grandchildren, and me. We all had to sleep in the same bed. I said, how'd that work for you? Not too good. I was kicked in the head, punched in the eye, kicked out of the bed, covers jerked off of me. Finally, I just got up about 5 o'clock, went up front, drunk a gallon of coffee. I thought, I'm not getting any rest here, so I might as well let somebody get some. So I just got up, pulled him over, and I went up front.
That's my brother.
Sit up there, drunk coffee for 2 hours.
Amen.
Tried to call somebody, but nobody's up to talk to me, so that didn't work. So finally, David Long Mickey's up there, so I finally thought, well, I'll call David, and I text David, and I said, David, why don't you come up and have some coffee with me? About, he said, "Well, as soon as I get out of the shower," about 25 minutes passed, he still hadn't come, and a few minutes of text come, he said, "Brother, I don't think I'm even at the same motel you're at." And I won't even let you, I won't even start to tell you about his ordeal and his motel he had. But you say, "What are you saying?" Well, I want you to know that it might have been a king-size bed, but it ain't big enough for a man, his wife, his two grandkids. I don't care how big a king-size bed it is, it wasn't big enough, Eddie.
Yeah, man, bro.
And the problem is, Eddie, that this old house and this tabernacle, it's just not big enough for two people to dwell in, especially two people of a different mindset.
Yeah, man.
And that's what causes all the problem and all the trouble, amen.
That's right,
Rebecca.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, when your husband's acting up, that's your old man.
Hey, man.
Yeah, right.
But when he's doing pretty good for you, that's your husband.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. When your wife, she's being a wife in every sense of the word, that's your wife. But when she's not too wifey, that's your old lady. Now that's funny, but keep that in mind.
Right.
Every saved person has two people in
them. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dr. Lakin, I believe it was, used to tell about an old man that got saved and he got married, and him and his wife had decided that they would never fuss or fight. I've had some folks to tell me they've been married for several years, and some of them 50, 60 years, and they said they've never had an argument. That's hard for me to believe.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
It's hard for me to believe because of that old man that's in there.
Yeah, man.
Amen.
Amen.
Maybe some have less than others, but there's. I think everybody has some. Amen.
Amen.
When we got married, the little Methodist preacher told us. He said, "Before you go to bed, he said, don't never go to bed mad." So we never did. We stayed up weeks at a time, but we never had. But what I'm saying is that's a problem here. Sometimes you think, "I'm not even saved. How can I be saved?" And do like I did, because that ain't you that done it.
That's right.
That's the old person, old man done it.
Amen, Brother Rick.
New person wouldn't have never done that. That's why some people have trouble with having eternal security and knowing they're saved, they're secure, they're saved, because they do things they can't believe that a saved person would do. And a saved person doesn't do it. It's the old man.
Amen.
Your flesh has never been saved. It never will be saved. Amen. That old nature never has been saved. And so we look here and we learn from Galatians. We read there a minute ago that there's a constant struggle with the old man who don't want the new man in there.
Amen.
And if he's got to be in there, he doesn't want him telling him what to do.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Yeah.
But you see, that new man, he don't have no choice but to live with that old man until the man upstairs gets him. Room done so he'd move up there.
Amen, brother. Amen.
The Lord put this treasure in an earthen vessel.
Amen.
The Bible said. Paul said, "I die daily." Mm-hmm. And in Paul's day, sometimes prisoners, they would chain dead people to them. They'd have to drag that dead person around everywhere they went. They'd have to drag that dead person around everywhere they went. It was part of their punishment. You know what every Christian is supposed to be doing? You see that old man, I'm going to get to this in a minute, but that old man, there's some things we have to remember to do with that old man. Number one, we got to just ignore him, Brother Eddie.
Yeah.
We got to, in our mind, we got to act like that old man's dead.
Yeah.
And really what we're doing, Brother Rocky, we're just dragging that old man around everywhere we go. We got to drag him. We can't get away from him. We're living in the same house with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
But when that old man says, "Don't go to church today," say, "Shut up, buddy, you're dead." That old man says, "Don't read the Bible today," you say, "Shut up, buddy, I'll decide what we do in this house."
Amen.
But you see, sometimes Christians don't feed that new man.
Amen.
They don't give him a good spiritual food. They don't give him good spiritual fellowship.
Amen.
They don't put him where he needs to be with other new men like himself. And the old man is stronger actually than the new man is.
Amen,
yes.
Brother. That's right.
I want to tell you, Barney Fife and Andy Bayberry, that might be good, but it don't help that new man any at all. Amen.
Amen.
And a lot of Christians, they sit around hours after hours feeding that old man.
Right. Amen.
Watching old man on the TV, watching old man know nothing about God. Watch them live like old man, talk like old man, act like old man. Hours and hours of being around that old man. Guess what you're going to act like when you leave the room where you've been watching these old men acting like old men? You're going to act just like them old men do.
Amen, yeah. Man.
Because that's what you've been feeding them.
Yes, right.
Amen.
Amen.
But when you start feeding the spiritual man,
Lord, brother,
you give him the Word of God, you give him church, you give him the revivals, you give him camp meeting, you give him prayers.
Amen.
And you get that new man where he's stronger than that old man. Then he's going to nobody's perfect. But you ought to get to a place in your Christian life where that the new man is running the house a lot more than the old man.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, let me finish this up. I never dreamed it would go this long. Let me finish this up. There's a couple of things here that we have to remember to do. Where's it at? Verse 8. But now ye also put off all these.
Yeah.
The old man is going to try to dress the new man every day. You say, what's his wardrobe look like? Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of the mouth, lying one to another. He says, seeing that you have put off. In other words, when that old man tries to put this stuff on you, you say, I ain't going to wear it. I ain't going to put it on. And every day you got to take it off. Every day you got to take it off. Because that old man, Brother Eddie, he'll try to dress you every day and send you out into the world with what he wants you to wear. His fleshly wardrobe. Amen. Now that's what he'll do.
Amen.
You gotta take it off. You gotta put the old man off. You gotta say, I ain't wearing that. I ain't doing that.
Amen, brother.
I'm not blowing up. I'm not gonna get mad. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna tell somebody I'll get you if it's the last thing I ever do.
Oh,
right.
Me,
you don't wanna do that. You don't wanna have filthy communication coming out of your mouth as a Christian. It's
right.
Like coming to a child of God.
Amen.
You know, if people hear you having filthy communication coming out of your mouth, they're not going to identify you as a child of God. They're going to identify you as that old person, don't even know nothing about God.
Amen.
Then said, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. Mm-hmm. Take it off.
Yeah.
Don't have it. Not going to wear no lie. Amen. Not going to wear no anger. Not going to wear no wrath. Don't want none of that in my wardrobe. Don't want none of that in my closet.
Amen, brother.
Get rid of it. The old man will say, here, did you hear what they said about you last night? Here, put this anger on today.
Bless him, Lord.
Are you still with me?
Yeah.
Did you hear what they asked you? Tell it a little lie. Won't hurt nothing. Nah, the new man, he can't do that.
No, he can't.
You say, well, what's the new man going to do? Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
And having put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him.
Amen.
Verse 12, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved bowels of mercy.
Woo.
That new man's got mercy.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Yeah.
Remember that prodigal son come home, and he'd been out there in the world living like a dog, and he come home and the father was happy and everybody else was happy, but that elder brother, he represents that old man.
Yeah.
And that elder brother, he said, I know where he's been. I know what he's been doing. He don't deserve anything. You see, his problem was he had no mercy.
Amen.
But that father, that represents the new man, and that father said, I'm glad you're home, son. He didn't ask him one question, and he said, put a ring on his hand, shoes on his feet. I thank God he's come home. We're going to have mercy on him, amen.
Amen.
I'll tell you, that new man's got plenty of mercy.
Yes, right.
Yes, sir. You say, where'd you get it from? That man upstairs.
That's right.
Because that man upstairs shows plenty of mercy. Amen.
Right.
Every morning.
Look at verse 12. Verse 13. Forbearing one another. Forgiving one another.
Amen.
That new man's got to put up with that old man. Sometimes they have to put up with the old man and somebody else.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not the old man in you, it's the old man in somebody else.
Amen.
And if you're not careful,
yeah,
the old man in somebody else will bring out the old man in you.
Right. Right.
But you see, when that old man in somebody else, when they start trying to put this stuff on you, no, sir. You send your old man back to the house somewhere and let that new man address it.
Amen.
You say, how does that new man address it? He addresses it with kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing. You say, what's that word forbearing mean? Putting up with.
Yeah. Amen.
God's putting up with us, isn't he?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
God's putting up with our old man.
Amen.
So we can get rid of him.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir, he is. And he said, forbearing one another, forgiving one another, if any man hath a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, also do ye.
Yes.
What are you supposed to do? When there's a quarrel with the old man, he said the new man's supposed to do like the man upstairs did, and you're supposed to forgive.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And have mercy. Amen.
Yeah.
Now, look here tonight, and I'm done. I'm talking about what the new man has to remember to do. He has to take off what the old man puts on him. And he has to put on what the man upstairs has given to put on, to wear. And then he has to act like that old man is dead. Look at verse 3. Mortify. You know what that word mortify means? It puts to death. That's what it means, put to death. He said, mortify therefore your members. It's all the old man. I'm not going to read it again. I've done read it several times. Again, he says to mortify him. In verse 3, he said, for ye are dead. He's talking about the old man. Ye are dead. But your life, the new man, is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You say, what do you mean? Well, one of these days that old man, he's sentenced to die. One of these days he's got to die.
Yeah.
If you're a child of God, and you're a new man living inside that old man, when that old man dies, you know what it means when that old man dies, Eddie? The man upstairs said, Eddie Wade, your house got done today.
Yep. Amen.
Yep.
Woo!
Yep.
Praise the Lord. Far better.
Amen.
Amen.
Paul said, if this earthly house of this tabernacle be dissolved,
yeah,
we have a building of God eternal in the heavens, he said.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Bible said, to be absent from the body, to be absent from this old man, is to be present with the man upstairs, the new man. I say, thank God.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The Bible says that we are prisoners of hope, Zechariah. You say, what's that mean? What's it mean we're prisoners of hope? We're prisoned, locked up in the house with this old man.
Amen.
We don't like him. We don't like nothing about him. We don't like the way he acts. We don't like nothing about him, but we can't get away from him. We're locked up inside
Amen.
With him.
Amen. That's good.
But one of these days, Jesus Woo. Is going to say, hey, your house is done.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And that old man is going to fall to the ground. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be released, and these prisoners of hope is going home.
Yeah.
And we're done with that old man. Yeah.
Whoa, brother. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen. Lord, I thank you tonight. Word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Helping me tonight to preach. And
yes, Lord.
I know every Christian struggles, Lord, from day to day. And sometimes the old man flares up, sometimes to the extent that we wonder if we've even been saved. But Lord, we have been saved. There is a new man inside of us.
Yes, Lord.
And the fact that we care at all, that we have acted wrong and have acted up or acted out, the fact that we care at all is evidence that new man's inside because he hates it. But the fact that we acted up and acted out and sometimes showed off is evident that the old man is still alive. Lord, what we have to do, Lord, I killed an old man today.
Yes.
He was the meanest man I know. I took a hammer and some nails. I struck him many blows. I killed him. I know I did, for I reckoned him to be dead. But in the morning when I wake, he'll be standing by the bed.
Yes,
Lord, we have to crucify that old man every day.
Yes.
We have to be crucified with Christ. Paul said, and I'm crucified with Christ. And this life that I now live in the flesh and the old man, this life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God that loved me, man upstairs, and gave himself for me. Thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord, as we struggle down here. Teach us how that we can feed the spiritual man, the new man. Teach us how to make him stronger. Teach us, Lord, those exercises that we might do to strengthen that new man so that he'd be stronger than the old man. And when the old man tries to rise up, the new man can wrestle him down. And help us to learn what Paul learned when he said, "Who shall deliver me from this body of death? O wretched man that I am." But he said, "I thank God through Jesus Christ that gives me the victory." Amen. Lord, I ask you to bless the word of God tonight. I hope it's been a help to help people see what's going on in their life inside of them tonight. And it might be somebody here tonight, but just the old man, the new man's never moved in. I pray that God would put it in their heart to come tonight and be born again, renewed in knowledge by the man up above, to be saved tonight by the grace of God. We'll thank you for what you do tonight in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you. Let's stand tonight. And maybe you've been having trouble. Maybe as I preach, you thought, come to you. I've been seeing my old man around quite a bit here lately. Maybe you didn't bring him down here to the altar. Crucify him and pray. That's what you need to do, man. I don't know. That's what his
question is. What
I said this morning, Christians sin. They never ask God to forgive them. They think they come to church one service and that takes care of that sin. It don't take care of that sin. Don't take care of that sin. The only thing that takes care of sin is confessing it to Jesus Christ and asking him to forgive you. That's the only thing that takes that sin off. You need to do that for the ones we sing.
Oh!
at the Lord tonight, listening to that new man and the old man. Yes. I'm sure he whispered to you before yes. he stepped out, don't go. But I'm glad that you listened to the voice of the Spirit of God. Amen.
Amen.
You can read a lot of books about the victorious Christian life, and I've read many books about it. There's a lot of books wrote on it. But you can sum it up in simply this, as far as the victorious Christian life. The victorious Christian life is listening to the Spirit and not the flesh.
Amen.
That sums it up right there.
Yeah.
The Bible said, as many as are led by the sons of God, they are the sons of God.
Yeah.
Now that don't mean if you do something you're not led to the Lord to do, you're not a son of God. But he said, as many as are led by the sons of God, you are the sons of God, the children of God. God leads everybody.
Oh, yeah.
God led all the folks that were sitting there this morning and back there. God led all of them. The Holy Spirit, no doubt, told them to come back tonight. But they didn't come. Now, some of them may be working. Some of them may have reasons they couldn't come. But mainly the reason folks don't come is because they listen to that old man instead of that new man. They're led of the flesh instead of led of the Spirit. But the key to the victorious Christian life is to practice being led of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Doing what the Spirit of God says and leads you to do instead of doing what your flesh leads you to say and do.
Amen.
All right. God bless you. Word on anyone's heart tonight.
Brother Jeremy.
About the Lord, same thing. 130 years ago, down where it first. Just thanking for what he's going to do for us this year.
Amen, Brother Jeremy.
God bless you. All right, Brother Eddie.
I'd like to thank the Lord, Brother Rick, for being here tonight, hear these great truths.
Yes.
Need them in my own life. I had to fight the old man just to get here tonight.
Yes, sir.
And I do know if we do exercise ourselves unto godliness, that it'll help us win that battle with that flesh and that old man.
Amen.
And I appreciate you laboring in the Word tonight. Good stuff. Thank, praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right, somebody else tonight. Word of testimony tonight for the Lord. All right, well, we got off to a good start into the new year.
Amen.
The young man saved this morning.
Amen.
As soon as the service was over, the Ag Lord had actually been dealing with him since about the second week in December. He talked with me, and the Lord had been dealing with him, and so he got it settled this morning.
Amen.
So we thank the Lord for that, and we appreciate this good number to come back tonight to be in the house of God. And I tell you, folks, it's getting less and less of churches that even have Sunday night
Amen.
Service.
Right.
Right.
And then to have a crowd of this size is a blessing.
Amen, brother.
Amen. It says something about you.
Yeah.
And I certainly know my preaching don't merit it. I'm glad you love the Lord and want to come and worship and serve the Lord. Amen. And God will bless you for it.
Sure will.
Amen. All right. Anybody else tonight? All right. If all hearts are clear, the Lord bless you tonight. You're free to go. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Amen